Gina twisted her face away from Marvin's hand. "Let me go," she yelled. "I won't tell anyone about this."
"Do you believe her, Thelma?"
"Not in a heartbeat."
"See there? If Thelma don't believe you, how can I?"
He bellowed out another laugh that made Gina's ears hurt. He dragged her farther inside. The room once had a large window that now showed nothing but spikes of glass sticking out of the frame. The roof was caved in at one corner, allowing the rain to blow into the room. Water also flowed freely in and around the bottom of the rotted and splintered wood siding. Without warning, Marvin flung Gina to the floor. She was instantly covered in filthy, sucking mud. He gave Thelma the backpack to hold while he unzipped the top. Unraveling strands of clothesline popped out over the upper edge of the bag. Marvin pulled out a few lengths, then a few more. Gina knew her eyes were wide with terror as he grabbed her arms and tied them behind her. She was sloshing around in the muddy water, trying to get a hold on something solid, trying to get away from him. He roughly rolled her onto her stomach. Her face went down and was buried in the muck. She tried to scream, but couldn't breathe past the ooze. He grabbed her by the neck and yanked her up.
"Oh no, you don't get off that easy, nursey. You're gonna die in this room, all right, but you're gonna see it coming as you lie here and rot.